Hello, and welcome to another bonus episode of Temporal Culture War, the show where we usually talk about what the hell was going on in the early 2000s while we watch episodes of Star Trek Enterprise, the worst television show ever made. But this is a bonus episode, which means we've talked about movies that either come up on the show or we think are representative of the time. So this week we are talking about the film Jason X, the 10th installment of the Jason franchise, which came out. We covered it the week that it came out in the episode already. November. That was the Spanish release date. April 26, 2002. Why did this movie come out in Spain in November 2001? I wonder if it was... Oh, you know what, Clayton? A spaceship crashes into a building in this. I wonder if they pushed back.
Oh, I just thought about that. Wait a minute. What a weird... Okay, hi, I'm Clayton Ashley. It's the bonus, so they probably know who we are, but... Case.
Hi, I'm Maddie Lipchansky.
And you know the other thing I was going to say about this? Yes, we normally talk about the terrible Star Trek TV show, Star Trek Enterprise. The thing about this movie is if you kind of look at it out of focus, you might think it's a Star Trek.
It looks like Luc Besson presents Alien presents Star Trek.
I was shocked actually how many times I'm like, this is just a Star Trek episode. But
it's basically a Star Trek episode, but if Star Trek took place in the Alien universe, I want to say.
Yes.
It reminded me a lot of Alien Resurrection. I don't know if you've ever seen that movie.
Yeah, that one, that's a weird one.
It's a weird one, but I think I'm kind of a defender of it.
Yeah.
I watched it kind of recently because I was watching all the Aliens again.
Same,
before
actually,
I saw...
Yeah.
Before Romulus came out.
It's no Prometheus Covenant, but...
It's no Covenant, which I call Alien Lovenant, because I love it. But Resurrection kind of rocks. It's directed by Jean-Pierre Jeunet, who directed Amelie, famously.
His
follow-up to Alien Resurrection was Amelie. He directed the absolutely demented movie City of Lost Children with Ron Perlman speaking French.
So I got caught up in some of the actors in this, but I actually didn't even look up who directed this. Jason X.
Jason X was directed by a gentleman called James Isaac, who died very young in 2012.
Oh, rest in peace.
He was mostly an effects supervisor. He did the special effects for Return of the Jedi and Gremlins.
What the heck?
Yeah, and also
effects not half bad in this.
The effects are not that bad. He did the effects for the David Cronenberg movie Existence.
I wonder if that's why one of the most incredible cameos in this movie is Cronenberg.
That's right. Cronenberg, who also has appeared, of course,
in Star Trek.
On Star Trek. Spoilers.
Okay. That's not even the most relevant tie-in to Enterprise. There's actually a person who will star in two late Star Trek Enterprise episodes who's a main character in this movie.
Oh, sorry. I'm just going through this guy's filmography real quick. He directed Jason X. He directed then a film called Skinwalkers.
Okay.
And a film called Pig Hunt.
All right.
And then he went back to a couple of visual effects things and he died. But he also did the visual effects for Look Who's Talking To.
Okay.
And Arachnophobia. So like, a pretty storied special effects career.
Right. Yeah. And then he got to direct one.
What is Pig Hunt about? Sorry. I'm really sorry, Clayton. I just have to read for you.
Please.
This gentleman's last film. Pig Hunt is a 2008 American science fiction action horror film directed by James Isaac, written by Robert Mailer Anderson and Zach Anderson. In the film, a group faces a monstrous wild boar while trying to survive vengeful rednecks and a deranged cult of hot girls. The film includes several original songs by Les Claypool, who also plays a minor role as the preacher.
My face went Les so many places hearing
Les,
that.
Les Claypool is here in an acting role.
Like for a second there, that almost sounded like a movie that me and my friends pitched when we made horror movies in our backyard.
God. Did you also get Les Claypool?
No. That really.
Do you think he was in the bowler hat when he was playing the preacher?
Why else would he be in it? Why else would you get him actually in the movie?
Yeah, that's incredible. So many non-clickable links on the cast of this Wikipedia page.
Good sign. Yeah, actually, since I mentioned it, I figure we'll give a quick, because we have no culture to cover this time, since it's already happened. But we'll talk just real briefly about horror and slasher movies. I mean, it's funny to me that this is the 10th one of these. I've only seen one, the first one. And that's because, like I mentioned, me and my friends when we were younger, we watched horror movies and made zombie and horror movies. I even made a more professional horror movie in 2018 that you can rent. So I have an affection for the genre.
What's that called?
The movie I made is called Exposure. It's a creature feature kind of horror movie.
I want to go watch that. That sounds great.
Thank you.
I didn't know that you had a creature feature under your belt.
Yeah, I edited it and co-produced it. And
cool.
My director-writer friend also co-produced it. And then we also had as a co-producer our special effects guy who made the monster suit. Because for that kind of movie, they're very important.
Yeah, for sure. And also, I assume you had other members of the band Primus.
Yeah.
Clergymen in it.
I wish. What's weird, though, is having said all that, as much as my friends were extremely into horror and had a ton of knowledge of the genre, I wasn't quite as into it. Maybe I was a little bit more actually scared of it. Zombie movies, I definitely watched a ton of. But slasher movies, kind of a weak point for me. So yeah. I've watched a lot of the first entries in these series, but not much beyond. So this was a trip for me, frankly.
Yeah, my horror, I got really into horror when I was like a little older. So I missed a lot of this 90s, early 2000s, like when everyone was going to see. I watched Scream for the first time like 2 months ago. Scream, by the way, kicks ass.
Yeah, I watched that in quarantine.
But like, there's so many horror movies I just missed when they were supposed to come out. I was a scaredy cat little kid. Like I was afraid of the film E.T. is like lore in my family.
I got really scared.
That motherfucker is a scary little guy.
When he got sick.
I hate him.
I had to run away.
Even before he was sick, I was just like, I hate this little piece of monster shit, man.
Wow.
However, I've talked about this before. When I was like a really little kid, my dad showed me the film Alien and it scared the absolute bejesus out of me, but I loved it.
Yeah.
But I liked sci-fi horror. I was kind of like, I could do it if it was like other genres, but for some reason, like a slasher movie, I was like afraid of watching, even though I wasn't really watching them. So I missed a lot of this stuff. I watched the only Jason movie I'd ever seen until yesterday.
Yeah.
Was, I'm just double checking what number Jason
it's like
it was.
Like 8 or 9.
Well, the one that I saw was Friday the 13th, part 8, Jason Takes Manhattan.
Yes.
Which is, it's crazy that movie came out in 89. It took them 12 years to get from part 8 to part 10.
yeah.
Which is interesting. Because they were really pumping these out for a while.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But that one, I have no memory of watching except for the part where Jason drop kicks somebody's head into a dumpster off a roof, which I thought was really funny.
Sick. Yeah. I assumed that like this wasn't the first one that had a lot of really sick jokey murders, and that is something that had been in the series for a while by this point. Like it wasn't so focused on horror as much it was like gore and that kind of side. Yeah,
I feel like there was this period of slasher movies where they all became very jokey.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, like I think this movie is an interesting bridge in that because it half the jokes are what I classify as like 80s, 90s, well, that's gotta hurt. but also half the jokes are 2000s, 2010s, so that just happened.
which are like the two varieties of
hacky jokes in these movies. But this movie has kind of both. It's like a little old-fashioned jokey bad and like a little new-fashioned jokey bad.
Yes. Puns are on the menu.
Yeah. But this movie... I always recall being very aware of it when it came out because everyone was like, this looks stupid as fuck. But the trailer goes so hard. It's so dumb.
We reacted to it and I was like, actually, I kind of want to see this. But I remembered my friends talking about how stupid.